Anyway, we're up to the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Two lines from the bottom. Zokhe Heilige Gemara, Sar Dvarim Shol, Alexandros Moikten, Sikne HaNegev. I don't know who these Sikne HaNegev are. It's not clear who they were. If they were Chacham, they definitely were wise people. And there are 10 questions that he asked them. And this is one of them. And he asked them, Amar Lehen, he said to them, Min HaShemayim Lo'aretz Rochoik O Mimizrach LaMayruv. What's further? This way or that way? Which way is like a longer distance? Okay, I don't know, like there's something deep in this question, I'm not sure what it is. Amar Lehen, they said back to him, Mimizrach LaMayruv, they said, from east to west is further. Teita, I could prove it to you, Sha'arei Chama Bimizrach, when the sun is first rising, sun rises in the east and west and sets in the west. When it rises, so Hakom Estaklin, you could look at it. Hakom Estaklin ba Chama Bimayruv, when the sun is setting, Hakom Estaklin ba Chama Be'emtza Rakia, when the Chama is up there, and Hakom Estaklin ba, no one can look at it. So what do I see? I see that this is the closest distance. That's why it's so hard to look at. Yeah. And therefore, Hakom Estaklin. Now it says V'Chachamim Oimrim. Apparently, there is another opinion over here. The Chachamim say, Zev Zeke Echad Shav, and that really they're equal distance. That's why I don't know who the Zakenim and the Chacham. Different opinions. They said, no, not one is more further than the other, closer than the other. Shenamar, Ki Goyva Shemaim al Oretz, Ki Rochot Mizrach Mimayrit. The distance of Shemaim al Oretz is the distance of east to west. So, the Ichan Minayu Nafish, if one of them was more than the other, so nichto tarbayo ki ayid nafish. So we should just say the larger number. What is saying like the distance of shemayin oretz, like the distance of east to west. It sounds like they are equal. Ella. So now we have this question. As the Canaan pointed out, why can't when the sun is in the middle of the sky, why can't I look at it? Why can't we look at it when the sun is in the middle of the sky? Mishum because being that it is. It's not blocked at all. So none of the sun rays are blocked. So the complete force of the sun's energy is coming to a person. Therefore, it's even more powerful and he can't look at it. As opposed to when it's setting, so it's being blocked at least somewhat. And therefore, it's easier to look at. Amar Lehen, Shemayim Nivru Tchila Aretz. He said to them, what was created first? The Shemayim was created first or the Aretz was created first? Amru, they said back to him, Shemayim Nivru Tchila. Shemayim was created first. And now, like it says in the pasuk, "Gracious Baruch Hakim es ha Shemayim es haaretz." Okay, Amalem ar nivra tchila oichoshech. What was created first, light or darkness? He's asking a lot of questions about the way things began. Amulayli said back to him, "Milsada, this thing that you mentioned ain la Peser, there's no one who's going to be able to give you an answer. No one's going to be able to tell you. No one's going to know the answer to this. Okay, that's interesting. Says the Gemara, ain't no psar. There's no pisroin. There's no answer. Menemrule, why don't they answer him? Choshech nivru tchila, the Gemara says. What do you mean? Let's look again in the pasuk. And the pasuk clearly indicates that choshech was created first. V'aretz ha'isa, soyhu v'voyu v'choshech. And only afterwards does the pasuk say very well, give me he are. So Chayshik was clearly first. But here, Sarbi, the answer is, oh, the Chachamim, they were being very wise. He's the Canaan. Dilma'asi the Shu'ule, they're anticipating what he's going to ask next. What's his next question going to be? Dilma'asi the Shu'ule is going to come ask, Malamala, Malamata, Malafnim, Malachar. They start asking questions about what was before Hashem, what's after Hashem, what's on top of questions that are not the type of questions we should be dealing with. They're not supposed to speak about these types of questions. They're supposed to think about these types of questions. So once he started asking questions that were already like too many questions about the way the world's created, they shut him down. Like, no one knows the answer to these questions. Even though they did know the answer to some of them, but they didn't want to go there. Yachi, Shemayim Nami Lo Nimrulei. So why did they answer him the first question? He asked, what came first, Shemayim Ha'aretz? That one they did answer. Why did they shut him down right away? The answer is, Meikara Savei Akroi Ba'al Mahu Dekashaya. The reason they thought it was just one question he had. He had a question about the way the world's created. Okay, one question we can answer. Kivan dechazu, once they saw the kahadar shah that he's going back and asking again another question about the way the world's created. Seems like he's transfixed on that. He's infatuated with that. He's gonna end up getting to questions that are no-nos, questions that we don't want to speak about. So therefore, Sabri lo neimale, I better not say anything to him.
What answer did
Maybe he's going to be asking those questions. What's on top, what's on bottom, what's before, what's behind. And therefore, they don't want to get involved in that. So therefore, they just said, look, these type of questions, no one's going to have answers for you, so stop asking them. Yes, sir.
Why did you answer the first two questions? Why didn't they stop after the second, after the first one?
The first one didn't seem to be was about the about what was created first. The first one just what's closer, which for
the second?
No, doesn't seem like it. Amr Lehan, okay, he's not finished. He has other questions. We good, Max? We ready to go? Any questions, anyone? Okay, good. I don't know if I can answer them anyway. Amr Lehan, he said to them, Idan Miskari Chachim. Who is called a Chacham? Amrulay, they said to him back, Esu Chacham, Haroya San Noilad. But they were mamish being a Chacham because they were anticipating what he was going to ask, right? So therefore they were being Chacham. But they said to them, who's a Chacham? Haroya San Noilad. Amrulay, Eden Miskrin Gibor, who's called a strong person. Amrulay, Ezu Gibor HaKlevesh Eskitzur, someone who overcomes his inclination, someone who's able to have self-control. Considered a Gibor. Ashir, Ezu Ashir, Amr Lehen, Idan Iskri Ashir, he said to them, who's called a wealthy man? Armulei, say back to him, Ezu Ashir, Asameach Bechalkoi. It is picky. You have to be so wise. Like, yeah, it's picky. There is a lot of depth to these things because most people would think that a wealthy person is a person who has a lot of money. But no, you could be wealthy because everything is relative. You know, back in the day, you talk about a millionaire. Nowadays, they don't talk about a millionaire because $1 million doesn't consider to be like a lot of money nowadays. To be a multi-millionaire. To be a billionaire or something like that. So what's considered rich? Maybe one day inflation is going to, I hope it doesn't go through the roof, but if it goes through the roof, people are going to say $1 billion is nothing. You have to have $1 trillion. So what's considered rich? The answer is, be happy with what you have, you're rich. You could have $100 and you could be a rich man. Back in the day, I don't know, $100. They were rich. What should a person do in order that he should live? Amrulay, they said, Yomis Atzmoi, he should kill himself. What does that mean? It means that he should work hard. He should schwitz. You want a person wants to be able to support himself. So you got to roll up your sleeves. And that's what the end of this world's for. As he expects, my Yavid Inishri Yomis, what should a person do in order to kill himself? I don't know why he wants to kill himself, but I guess he wants to know, like, what would be a bad thing to do? Yich Yes Atzmoi built himself up, talk about how great he is. Other people are going to get all jealous of him. He's going to have Ayin Haras. It's going to be messy. He doesn't like talk about how wonderful he is. Yichyeh Satzma. Kitzer, stay away from that. What should a person do in order that people should like him? How did he become popular? Just ask Dale Carnegie. Amru, they said, Yisni Malko v'Shultan. Should hate or speak badly about the Melech and the Shultan is in the rule and the rulers. In other words, you're kind of like afraid. Someone who's very powerful. So people are going to be like, well, jealous. And it's like, I can't stand the king. I don't like hanging out with him. And the governor's a bunch of liars, a bunch of thieves, a bunch of, you know, all that. And then, you know, no one's jealous of you. Amr Lehu, he said back, Didi, Tava Miditchu. I got a better idea, says Alexander Mukhtar. Didi, mine, Tava, is better Miditchu than yours. And that is Yerachim, Malka V'Shultan, V'Yavid, Tiva, Im B'nei Arasha, which is, do a lot of favors for people. Be an activist. Be someone who like takes care of people, and then everyone's gonna like you because you need a favor from the king. You know who to go to. You gotta go to this guy, and he'll take care of things. So then everyone's gonna like you. It's a different way of becoming popular. Instead of everyone not being jealous of you, everyone will be happy with your position because you're advancing their agenda. Okay. Amr Lehen. And that's it. He just told him his opinion, and he went on. Amr Lehen, he said to them. Where is it better to live? Is it better to live on the sea, or is it better to live on ground? I guess I don't think it means overseas. I think it means actually to live in the water. To imagine a person lives on a boat. I don't think so, but maybe. I think it means on a cruise ship. We'll see what the answer is. Armulei, because they said back to him, it's better to live on land. Because every person, I assume it means a sailor, his mind is not settled until he gets to solid ground. What does he say? Logor is to live. I think it means live on the water, like these cruise ships or something like that, but I don't know for sure. Pirate ship. Amr Lehen. He said to them, Idan, Minchoim Chakim Yasir, who's the brightest one of all of you? All of you Zakanim over here. Amrullah, they said back to him, Kulana Kichada Shavin, we're all in the same boat, we're all for one and one for all, we're all equal. Dakal Musa Damit Lana Bechad Kasar Nalaf. Everything that you asked us, we all gave the same answer. We're all equally bright. Okay. On the other hand, Madin is Ristoin Likabule. On the other hand, he said to them, Ma Dain is Trisan Le Kabuli. Yeah, so why is it that you are not accepting my leadership? Why are you being resistant to be Mekabel, my Malchus? I think that's the question. Yeah. Yeah, in other words, he's asking, like, why aren't you intermarrying with us? According to some of the Mefarshim. Why aren't you assimilating? Amulei sitna netzach. And they said back to him that because the fact that you have been successful is only because of the satan, and therefore this is not a permanent thing. You think that you're so powerful, you think you're so great. We know that this is just something that we have to see through. And Jewish people are going to get back to their glory. He said, I can kill you with the gzera of all the kings. Because he was big king. There's lots of other kings. All my friends, all of us, will all kill you. Amrulei said back to him, Shulton biad malcha. The control is in the hands of the king. The control is in the hands of the king. And I believe that they meant the king of kings. And it's not befitting of a king to do something that is so false as killing someone without deserving a crime. Like, what are you killing us for? Because we didn't marry you? Come on. Like, that's not normal. So king, it's not, again, he said back to him. He said, let's go back. We're going to go back to the beginning of the line. It's Amar Lahen, Mandain is Riston the Kabloi. What is it that, why is it that you are resistant to be Makabalos? You don't accept my rulership. You don't marry us. You don't have anything to do with us. They said, Satna Netzach. We know that it's only the Satan that gives you your success. And we just have to see this through. And Klal Yisrael, once again, we restore to its glory. And we are the chosen people. Amalan, he said, I can kill you. I'll kill you. With all of the decree of all the other kings that are all in the surrounding areas. Amalan, they say back, Shultana Biad Malka, you do have the control to do that. Because of, however, it's not befitting of a king to do something that is a lie. You're going to kill us for no purpose? Miyad, immediately. He clothed them with royal clothing and he placed a golden necklace around their necks. In other words, he was very impressed, obviously, with these people. He gave them argavan is what's the color? Purple? Lavender? Is that the right color?
It's purple.
Purple? Lavender. It's considered to be royal clothing. There's two particular colors which are royal. It was that purple and
blue.
Tchelet. Tchelet and argavan. So argavan is probably argavan. And he put gold necks around the necks. Armor the head. He said to them, "Beino the ezel amininas Afriki. I need to go to Afriki. I want to go to that's Africa. I would like to go to the continent of Africa." Amulei said back, "Lo matzis azlis. You can't go. The pasuk is har chashach because between us and Africa is har chashach. Hari chashach is apparently a dangerous place. And don't bother. Don't try." Amulei said, "Lo sagit lo azlis. I need to go. I can't not go. I need to go." And that's why I'm asking you, because I need to go. So tell me, how am I supposed to get there? Ella, my Evet. What should I do? Amulei, they said, I see Chamri Luvi Defarshi Behavra. I see you should bring Chamri is, these are types of donkeys. Luvi is the type of donkey. Lubian donkeys, the Pashri Behavra, they're used to traveling in the dark. This Hari Choshech, it's dark. So these were, apparently, the Mefarshim said these are particularly stupid donkeys. dumb donkeys don't realize that it's dark and it's dangerous. They just keep going. So just get those donkeys that they just keep going. The Isian bring kiburi demasni, bring a bundle of flax. The katir b'haygisa and tie it to one side of the as they're going through this very dangerous patch. So before you go in, tie it on one side. The thiasis, because when you return, natish begavehu thiasis lasrach, and then you could just pull on the string. You'll know where you're going. I guess the way in is easier than the way out. So on the way in, make sure you have a rope that's connected and tie it all the way. And then when you want to go back, just follow the rope. You pull on the rope and it'll get you out. Avinachi, he did that, and they got to Afriki. She came to a place where there was only women. Wanted to make war with them. Wanted to do war. That's what they did back in the day for no good reason, just because he wanted to conquer everywhere. The women said back to him, if you kill us, they'll say to you, Nashi Katel, you killed a lot of women. You wimp. What type of person are you that you just like take advantage of this town to all women and you plunder it? You killed all those women? Bikatlan Allah, and if we kill you, so Yomru, they're going to say, Malka de Katlu Nashi, you're going to be remembered as the king that was conquered by women. So listen, this is lose-lose for you, buddy. Because if you beat us, so then they're going to say you took advantage of the weakness of women. And if you lose to us, then you're going to be a total disgrace. So there's no point in you fighting with us. Amalahan, he said to them, you're right, or whatever. He didn't. He said, Amalahan, Isali Nahama, bring me some bread. Isali Nahama did the Hava, they brought him bread of gold. A pasura did the Hava on a table of gold. Amalahu, he said to them, Achli Inchin bin Nahama did the Hava. He said to the women, the people, the men eat bread made out of gold. You know the famous story of Midas. King Midas, everything he touched turned to gold. He had the Midas touch. It's actually a Marsha. It speaks about this type of thing. And he couldn't, everything he touched turned to gold. He couldn't eat anything. So he died because he can't eat gold. So he said, can I eat gold? A person can't eat bread of gold. Amrudai, he said back to him, Ella, Inahamis voice, what you came all the way over here, you wanted bread? If you wanted bread, you didn't have bread where you were that you had to like schlep all the way over here in order to get a piece of bread. Are you serious? So we thought you wanted something like gold. So therefore, we have a new bread of gold. Obviously, there's some sort of secrets here which we're not privy to right now. When he came, when he was leaving, Alexander was impressed by these people. Something very interesting. When he's leaving, he wrote on the doorpost, the Mechuza, apparently like the gate of the city, of the town. I know Alexandros Mukhtan. I am Alexander, the conqueror. Mukhtan is the name of the place. Hayisi Shati, I was a fool, I was a shoite, at the Osis Lamedinas Afriki, until I came to this freaky place, to Africa. Dinashia, there was all the women who were over here. And what did they do? And I learned and I got wisdom from these wise women. He was leaving. He was sitting over there by a riverbank, by water, and he's eating bread. He had fish that was very lachma, means it had a lot of salt. Malcha, I'm sorry, the malcha, not the lachma. A good knee, the malcha, it had a lot of melach, a lot of salt. So he wanted to wash some of the salt off, so he put the fish into the water. When he put the fish in the water, all of a sudden it got life. The fish was alive. Whoa! He said, oh boy, this is not a regular just body of water. If a dead fish put back in the water becomes alive, this body of water is from Gan Eden. Ikadamri shoko me hanhu maya tara be'ape. Some people say he took some of the water and just put it on his face because he clearly understood this is magical water with special powers. Ikadamri, others say, what did he do? Idli kule. He walked, he followed the water. And he went adamata le pischa de Gan Eden. And he walked all the way and he came to the entrance of Gan Eden. Rama Kola, he raised his voice. Pischoli Baba, open up the gates. Amrulay, they said to him, Zeshal Hashem. This is the gate of Hashem. Tzadikim Yavovo. You have to be righteous to get in over here. Amrulahayin, he said, Anonami Malko Anna. It's the Shire of Hashem. I'm also a king. You have to consider the fact that I'm also royalty. Give me something. I want something. I want a, what's it called? A souvenir. They gave him one eyeball.
Famous story.
Asya, this is the Shmir Sinaim story. Asya, takle lukula dahaba vikasva, he came. He put all of his gold and silver, didei, bahadei, on one side of the scale. And what was on the other side? This eyeball, luhabi miskele, it wouldn't weigh it down. That's really strange. Amalohina Rabbanon, he said to the Rabbanon, my hi, what's going on? Amri, gulgolta deina de bisra, vidama de laikas of a person. His eyes want so much. He's, you know, people have big eyes, and that's people. They take on their plate like way more than they can eat. Well, some people are just looking for so much that their eyes are more than all the gold and silver in the entire world. Amalumi my dahachi hu. How do you know that's the reason? Shakli kalila afra v'chase. He took a scooped up a handful of dirt, chase, and he covered the eye. The outer right away, tikla right away. It was way down. In other words, the eye can't see the eye. You see the how shmir seinayim. How why is there an ayin in Gan Eden? This the malach, that's the malach hamavis, is kuloi inayim. Inayim are a very important part of our avodas Hashem, the critical part of it. Akol panim. So that's what happened over here. Right away, it was way down. Dichsiv shol va'avdoin loy tis tis ba'eno. It will not sated. Will not make it full. Tana d'melio genem lemalo minarekia. Rounding up here, my friends. Tana d'melio says genem is above the rekia, is above the shamayim. V'sham achoyre har choyshech. Some people say genem is on the other side of har choyshech. Tana rebichio kol isik b'toyu b'layla. Everyone learns Torah at night. Shechina kinegdoi, the Shechina is there with him, the Shechina is in front of him. Shenemar, kumiraini, raini, balaila. Mayor, get into it, Mayor. Get involved, my friends. Kumiraini, balaila, the Rosh Hashmurais. Shivchi, kamayim, kamayim, libech, noichach, b'nei Hashem, noichach, b'nei Hashem, that's it. But says, Kumi, get up, Raini Balaila, sing the Rina Shel Torah at night. Noichach Bnei Hashem, Hashem is there in front of us. Amar Abbas Ben Azariah, Tam Nichachom, Am Shalom Bo'ilom. Amar Abbas Ben Azariah says, Tam Nichachom, they increase Shalom in this world, Shalom Bo'ilom, and Echim Nodei Hashem, Rav Shalom Bo'ilom, Rav Shalom Bo'ilom, to bring Shalom. Tam Nichachom, bring Shalom to this world. Hajjalach, Boya Kaifsin. Rabbi, so we're going to start the next parak also, because we are like on a very, very close, very tight. So let's do it. The Mamuna told them. And now the Mamuna is talking. He's the one who's in charge. And now the people are starting to avoid. And he said, and Mamuna, Baruch Hu Bircha Achas, Heim Baruch Hu. He told them to make one bracha, and they made that bracha. This is the bracha that they made. We said that they went to the Lishkas HaKosis after they finished their avoida. That was the end of the last parak, before we got into our Agada. So they did everything they needed to do. And then they went to Lishkas Gaz to say Shema. They're saying Shema Lishkas Gaz because that's the Makam of the Sanhedrin. And that's where a person's supposed to daven where he learns. The Makam Rina Shante Tfila. And the Lishkas Gaz is where the Sanhedrin sat. So there they are in the Lishkas Gaz. The Mamuna says, Baruch Hu Bircha Achas. Make one bracha. Even though we usually make two brachas before Shema. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they got a lot of work to do. They got to get going. So therefore, they just made one bracha. Vein Baruch Hu. Kara Aseres HaDibros. They read Aseres HaDibros. It's one thing that they did every day in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't do it every day because we don't want people to think Aseres HaDibros is all you have to keep. But they said, as there's a reason, and then they said, Shema, Vayim, Shemaya, Vayomer, Baruch Hu, Esa, Shalosh, Brachas. And then they gave the they said three brachas. They said, with the three brachas, and that is Emes V'Yatziv is one, the Avoida is two, and Brachas Koinim is three. And Shabbos, Mesivim, Bracha, Achas, L'mishma, Yaitse, and Shabbos, they add an extra bracha. On Shabbos, every Mishma, there's 24 Mishmas, and they would rotate, and they would go in and out. So therefore, as the bracha, as the Mishma was leaving, so the Mishma that was coming would give them a bracha, and they would say to them, a bracha of that they should see Shechina b'Maaseh Yadayim. Let's see if I can find the bracha. I thought I have it here. I think I have it here. Here it is. Mi sheshoichin l'shmo b'bayis zeh hu yishkem b'neichem abba v'acha v'shalom v'reyus. Extra bracha for the people that are on the way out. Sudas Preda, I guess. Zay Gesund, thanks for being here. And it's time to go. Mishnah Beis, Rabbi, so we're going to finish up right now. Mishnah Beis. Amalem Chadoshim Lektoiris Mo Vifisu. He said, anyone that has not yet been Zaychim Lektoiris, any coin that has yet. The Lektoiris was major because anyone that got the Lektoiris ended up getting a lot of wealth. So therefore, we didn't want people to get the Lektoiris twice. So whoever got the Lektoiris once was at the end of the line. Anyone else is able to get the Lektoiris? So anyone that was not yet chosen. Amalem Chadoshim Lektoiris. And then someone who's new Lektoiris. Come and let's make a lottery. Now we want to take the Evarim from on the Kevesh up to the Mizbech. Now again, we shechted it over there by the base of Shechita. And then there are people who, as we're cutting up the animal, we gave it to different Kohenim, and they brought it onto the ramp. Now from the ramp up to the Mizbech was another job for other Kohenim, and that was again being done by a pious. And they don't care who wins. So everyone is invited. Everyone's welcome to join. Chadoshim in Yishanim, bo v'fisu, mi male evarim in akevesh l'mizbeach. Who's going to be the one that's going to take it from the ramp up to the Mizbech? It's not such a far distance, but I guess it's very important to actually bring it onto the Mizbech. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, whoever was the one that brought it in the first place from where it was shechted over there by the Beis HaTavachim is going to bring it all the way up. He brings it to the Kevesh, and then he'll bring it up to the Mizbeach. Last Mishnah, Masum L'Chazanim, they were given over to the Chazanim. Those people that were not doing any more Avoida, they got to take their Big Dekun off, as we mentioned before. You're not supposed to do anything other than your Avoida Big Dekun. You're allowed to do a little bit, but we want them to take it off. So we give it to the Chazanim. They would remove their clothing. They would be standing there just wearing their pants. There were windows or cubbies there. Every keli had its own cubby. We were supposed to put which bag in. In other words, that everyone put their begonim back. They did not own their big day kohuna. They were given to other people. And the other coin, we're going to take it. You're done for today. You didn't win any of the lottery. So therefore, you could put back your begonim and you go home. We're up to Mishnah Dalet, my friends. We'll continue with more. Hopefully tomorrow. I regret to inform.